pain, whether small or great, occasional or persistent, is a fact of life for everyone and is actually one of nature's most effective ways of alerting us to danger. Rather than burn your finger to a crisp on a hot stove, you're encouraged by the body's pain messaging system to move that finger somewhere else. But whether due to injuries or other conditions, some people find themselves facing chronic pain. Ernie Merritt in Saco, Maine, near Portland, has had back surgeries from a workplace accident.
You want your old body back, and you can't have it. And that's hard to accept sometimes. And it takes time, and it takes acceptance.
The challenge of accepting and working with chronic discomfort is known to millions of Americans who experience lower back pain, headaches, neck pain, and other conditions. Often they get in line seeking pain medications at pharmacies like this CVS store outside Boston.
He said he called it in. Hi, Dr. Brown was supposed to call in the flu prescription here at CVS. I came here.
Oh, actually, we did just receive it.
But learning how to navigate around the limitations imposed by pain without overdependence on medication and to break through to a fulfilling life is hard to do alone. Susan Gold, a writer in nearby Biddeford, Maine, has osteoarthritis.
Before I was diagnosed, I had a year and a half of very bad pain. I became more and more isolated from my friends. I didn't think anyone could really understand what I was going through. I would tell people when they asked, and then the next day they'd ask if I wanted to go downhill skiing or something. They just didn't get it. I was getting very frustrated and angry. I was very fortunate that one day I was going to the symphony with my son, and he helped me out of my car, and I flinched because my knees were extremely painful. And this homeless man was going by, and he saw me, and he looked into my eyes and he said, "You are in pain. I'm so sorry. I hope you feel better soon." And that just wave of relief washed over me that someone out there understood. And that's what led me to form the group, because I knew that I needed to find people who understood.
The Chronic Pain Support Group of Southern Maine, established by Susan Gold in 1993, meets twice a month at a retirement community in Old Orchard Beach. A half dozen members sat down with me recently on a gray weekday morning to discuss what it's like to experience pain regularly.
A big part of the emotion is the fact that pain is invisible, and pain is very erratic.
Jane Avery, an online marketer and writer, has had a number of painful complications since undergoing experimental heart surgery in the 1960s. Today, she battles shingles and arthritis.
I can't plan ahead because I don't know how I'll feel on any specific day. And that makes it very stressful for friends and family. You did this last week. Why can't you do it today? Why can't you tell me that if I make a reservation for next week, we can go on that day? And over time, I've learned to be able to explain. I very rarely use a cane. I don't use a walker. And like Sue said, I may make a face if I step wrong and I hurt, but I try not to wear a pain mask. In other words, I don't want to go around with, "Oh, I'm in pain." I try to have a pleasant outlook, and I try to look for positive things. And if my family or my friends don't understand, they either get frustrated or they leave me alone. There's the isolation.